Would you take advantage of an adults only airline or airplane section of the plane?
Am I paying more for it?
Like, you know, there's business class, there's first class, there's coach, now an adults only section. And I know you're thinking the same thing I am, and that it's a...
Stop. No,
a section
that's,
for
no.
singles to maybe mingle during
no.
your 5-hour L.A. to New York.
That's not what I was thinking.
Transcontinental trip.
I was thinking getting away from crying babies. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's actually what it is.
Okay.
There is a Turkish Dutch airline that's introducing an adults-only zone for some flights. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive. The airline said it's intended for travelers traveling without children and for business travelers who just want to work in a quiet environment. And they believe that, you know, parents, you know, because the stress of a parent traveling with a crying or a fussy baby is real, too, you know.
Yes.
Then parents can also worry less about reactions from fellow passengers when their child is a bit, you know, fussy or they're crying or something like that, right?
Okay, but then how much space are we leaving for the families that need to travel together? Are we cutting down those seats to where maybe they're not going to be able to find flights?
I don't know. I mean, these are questions that I don't have an answer for, but they have, it would be a section of the airplane. So,
okay.
You know, you would, you know, just how they...
So it's more like organizing where they're seating.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, so you would have like first class, and then you have the little curtain that closes to separate first class from business class or whatever, or coach. And then you'd have like a crying or a parent section or, an adults only section. And then you'd have like a family traveling with young children section.
Not sure. I'm not sure how that would go.
Not sure if you would take advantage of that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I have kids, so then, you know, what's the age limit, I guess? Because my kids are older.
Yeah, I was going to say,
but since they're technically still kids, are they not going to be allowed to sit with me?
Well, no.
If we're flying together.
No. This would be for people to sit away from you, not you to sit away from them.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is I couldn't take advantage of it.
Well, you could.
You were asking if I would take advantage of it.
Well, yeah, you could. If you were traveling without your kids or whatever, or you were on a business trip and you just wanted to get some work done while you were on the plane and you didn't want any sort of crying kid that maybe sounded like R2-D2 on your flight.
See, now when you lay out that kind of evidence, I could be like, all right. I see how people would be attracted to this.
Which,
yes.
by the way, that's a real kid. A guy on a flight recorded a baby screaming its head off. Which, poor kid, right?
Bless his heart.
And it
I always feel immediately for the kid and the family because you know that their stress level is off the charts.
And it reminded him of the R2-D2 scream. So again, I'm going to play the kid. Now,
I was thinking more Jurassic Park, less R2-D2, more Jurassic Park.
If you are a fan of Star Wars, then you'll remember this scene where R2-D2.
Oh, yeah.
There's the baby.
Okay, they're pretty similar.
There's R2-D2.
Okay.
So,
I think we could throw in some Jurassic Park, too.
You might be able to, yeah. But if you wanted to avoid a kid like that, which I remember when I was flying back, from Dallas to Louisville, there was a kid who was, you know, maybe several rows back. But, I mean, probably the entire flight minus the last 15 minutes.
Oh,
the kid was crying. It didn't bother me, but I was like, I wasn't that close to that kid either.
And could you like put earbuds in and kind of try to tune it out a little bit?
I mean, I guess I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that's a real thing. So anyways, we'll see if this airline actually, it takes hold and other airlines follow suit. But, adults only again. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got that. I immediately thought screaming kids. But I know you immediately thought this.
Well, yeah, that's why I had to clarify.
Okay.
Not everybody thinks like you, Kelly.
Got it.
Some people think like me.
All righty then.